to have him with us this morning. His Grace Keshavan Nanda Das is joining us this morning to speak to us on the topic of glories of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. And Prabhuji, Dhanva Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your valuable time and association this morning to speak to us on this very important topic. We're very grateful to have you at Bhakti Sangha conference call this morning. But before I hand over the call to you, Prabhuji, I would like to please hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction for you.
Hare Krishna. I just wanted to say that I need 5 minutes more.
Yes, Prabhuji.
I'm just held up. So can you do something within 5 minutes within yourself? I don't know.
No problem. No worries.
We haven't done the introduction with everybody.
Okay, so you for 5 minutes you can do introduction, say something. Okay.
Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you, ma'am. Tiffany Mataji, would you like to take over the call?
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. His Grace Dr. Keshavanand Prabhuji graduated in the year 1999 as a medical doctor in India. Prabhuji then took training under a British-born spiritual saint, His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj of the Hare Krishna movement, and chose to live the life of a monk. He took serious study of Sanskrit under various scholars, and he also spent many years studying science, both modern and Vedic. In the last 20 years, he has been conducting seminars and lectures in various colleges and universities in India, as well as abroad on various themes. He is an inspiring speaker, a prolific writer, and has published books both in Hindi and in English. Some of his books in English are The Cheaters and the Cheated, Secrets of Yoga, Mighty Efforts, Crazy Ideas, and Science Fails to Explain Life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Plevir Mataji. We can, continue our introduction as the devotees can introduce.
Yes.
And we can pause the recording.
Yes. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for joining the call. Now I will hand over the call to His Grace Keshavan Narad Das Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Please forgive me if I didn't pronounce your name exactly correctly. I'm studying Sanskrit, but I have not perfected it yet. Please forgive me.
That was quite interesting pronunciation. It was nice.
Can you please say it for me so I can do better?
It was Keshav Anand Das.
Keshav Anand Das. See, I can say it now.
Okay.
Keshav Anand Das. Hare Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Yutam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurve Namah Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namah Ste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharine Shunyavadi Bhashta Vishtar. Okay, so I'm going to speak on Pandit Gadadhar, glories of Pandit Gadadhar, and it's nice. I'm not saying it's nice, but it's more nice to speak of Acharyas rather than Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, yes, I was a little bit bored of by the same topic which continues. So it's a break. It's a good break. Bhagavatam is nice, but this is more nice. Shuddham, what's that? Satvam, Vishuddha Satvam, Parasatvam, like that. Mathura is, Dwarka is nice, Mathura is more nice, Vrindavan is more nice. So Bhagavatam is nice, but people who read Bhagavatam and who explain Bhagavatam and who live Bhagavatam, they are more nice because we feel attracted to them because they can understand the importance of Bhagavatam and express them in their own words, which actually the symbol and the emblem of this Srimad Bhagavatam explaining it and living it is actually Gadadhar Pandit. He was the embodiment of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'll explain why. But the first question is, who is Gadadhar Pandit? Now, we all know, in general, we all know that's because of Panch Tattva Mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Vashadi Aur Bhakta Vrinda. So we know by this that is one of the Panch Tattva. But that's a very general introduction to this personality. We have to understand who he is in details, because and that's very important for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because you see in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada established worldwide Gaur-Nitai deities. It was Gaur-Nitai mostly in all the temples, yeah. But Srila Prabhupada came from Gaudiya Math. And in Gaudiya Math, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he established Gaur Gadadhar. That was his style. And actually, according to him, Gaur Nitai, of course, installing Gaur Nitai, that's no problem, because even before Bhakti Siddhanta, many of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they have established Gaur Nitai deities. They have done that. Like, for example, if you go to Ambika Kalna, Gauridas Pandit, he had personal Gaur Nitai deities. Or if you go to Tada Atpur, South Bengal, there Anand Devachare, he had Gaur Nitai deities. These are all Parshads. But so in fact, famous Vasudev Ghosh, Tamluk. Tamluk has Gaur Nitai deities. No. Actually, Tamluk has only Gaur. Or so if you go to Mahesh Pandit, Rudra Pandit, Purushottamachare, these are all, there are so many Gaur Nitai deities. Narottam Das Thakur, he had Gaur Nitai deities. There is nothing wrong in establishing Gaur Nitai deities. But Bhakti Santa preferred establishing God Gadadhar deities for a particular reason. And Srila Prabhupada didn't establish God Gadadhar deities for a particular reason. Now, some people speculate that Srila Prabhupada installed Gaur Nitai deities because he was in Sakhe Bhav. Now, that's not wrong to conclude in one sense, because if you go to Gaur Mandal, as I just told, there are many associates of Mahaprabhu Nityan Prabhu who installed Gaur Nitai deities. But most of them who installed Gaur Nitai deities, they were actually associates of Nityanand Prabhu. So we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are three main branches of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. One is Mahaprabhu, one is Nityanand Prabhu, another is Advaita Acharya. Mahaprabhu being the trunk. So Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. And then there's Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. And Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu. Like that. So these were three branches. And all of these three people had their own associates. Why? Because those associates were in different rasa with Krishna. So Nityanand Prabhu's associates, especially Dwadash Gopal, there's a list of Dwadash Gopal in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They were mostly Sakhe Bhav. They were mostly in relationship with Krishna in Sakhe Bhav, because Nityanand Prabhu is Balramji. So if he's Balramji, then of course his associate should be in Sakhe Bhav. But associates of Mahaprabhu, like for example Vasudev Ghosh, Govind Ghosh, and then Narari Sarkar Thakur, and then even Gadadhar Pandit himself, Sarup Damodar Ramanra, they were all in Madhure Bhav, as far as rasa goes with Krishna relationship. And the associates of Advaita Acharya, I didn't do much research in Advaita Parivar, so I can't tell that clearly. But what I can imagine is most of the people of Advait Parivar, especially, for example, Achyutanand Prabhu, he was belonged to Advait Parivar, but actually Achyutanand Prabhu, although he was son of Advaitacharya, he took initiation from Gadadhar Pandit, so he was actually associate of Mahaprabhu. But Advait Parivar, I can guess that their relationship with Krishna is of Dasya Bhav, because Advaitacharya himself is incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiv combined. So his relationship with Krishna is Dasya Bhav. So of course his associates would be in Dasya Bhav. There is not much description or discussions of associates of Advait Parivar. It's not so in detail described, but what I can I can speculate is it should be like that. But anyway, the whole point is, the point I'm going to drive here is, Prabhupada, although people say Prabhupada established Gaudiya deities because probably he was Parshad of Nityanand Prabhu, and also because he was initiated from Bhakti Sanatasi Thakur. Bhakti Thakur was initiated by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur was initiated by Vipin Bihari Das, who belonged to Nityanand Parivar. So Nityanand Parivar tried to claim this, that actually all your three main acharyas, Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Santa, Prabhupada, they all actually came in our Parivar and they were blessed by Nityanand Prabhu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur himself, he himself told, revealed that he was one of the personal associates of actually Jahanava Devi in his original Sarupa. So like that, there are speculations, but I don't like to accept this conclusion that Prabhupada was in Sakhiras, because nobody knows, it's just a speculation. But one of the evident reason why Prabhupada established Gaudiya deities was because Prabhupada said this is a preaching mission. And this is a mission, but more than mission, this is a movement, a revolution to change the entire world. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was not actually even thinking of changing the entire world. Prabhupada was thinking very, very big. His aim was to stop Kali Yuga. That was his aim. You can imagine his aim to stop Kali Yuga. How is it possible? To stop the personality of Kali, to actually finish this whole Yuga. That was his aim. His aim was not planet Earth, just. So he said, we need power. We need Bal. And that is Nityanand Prabhu. So Narottam Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur says, Dhano Mara Nityananda, Pati Mora Gaura Chandra. Who actually is so Nityanand Prabhu is Bal. What is the song? Nityanand Prabhu Bal. So there's some song on the Thakur. He says, Nityanand Prabhu is my Bal. He's my strength. And Srila Prabhupada says, because Nityanand Prabhu is Adi Guru of a Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we need his blessings to preach. Without his blessings, we will not be able to preach. We will have so many obstacles on the path of our preaching. That will be almost be impossible to preach. And that's why Prabhupada says, I've established Gaudiya deities so that you get a blessing from Nityanand Prabhu, you preach, and then when you preach, then you will get mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Like that. But this doesn't reduce the importance of Gaur Gadadhar deities, which Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to install. Now you can argue Bhakti Saraswati Thakur was also a preacher. So why didn't he do? He established 64 Gaudiya Math, so why didn't he establish Gaudiya deities? Prabhupada's vision was very, very, very big, much more than Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur. So as we can see how Prabhupada pushed this movement so vigorously, and he always said, I have less time, we have to do so much and this and that and that. But this doesn't mean Bhakti Saraswati Thakur's vision was narrow. But the whole point was, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at that time, his preaching was to a different class of people. And Prabhupada was preaching to a different class of people. We have to understand this point. And how do we know this? If you go back in the history. So at the time of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, the whole Bengal, his aim was to establish Gaudiya Math, to establish actually Gaudiya philosophy. Because at that time, Bengal was complete with Sahijiyas. Everywhere there were Sahijiyas, everywhere there were upper Sampradaya people, everywhere there were wrong Siddhantas. So his primary aim was to defeat this Sahijism, defeat wrong concepts in Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. So there were Sahijiyas, there were Smartha Brahmanas, there were atheistic people, of course. There were envious people, but there were these three sets of people who were actually eroding Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya from within. Sahijiyas, upper Sampradaya people, Smartha Brahmanas. Externally, they looked like Vaishnavas, but they had a weird, very wrong philosophy. So Bhaktisiddhanta wanted to bring back Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the right spirit. People used to identify Gaudiya Vaishnavas from looking at these Sahijiyas, upper Sampradaya and Smartha Brahmanas. Or let's say caste Goswamis, not Smartha Brahmanas, caste Goswamis from Nityanand Parivar, Advait Parivar. So people used to think these are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and they used to say this nonsense. So the primary aim of Bhaktisiddhanta was to revive the legacy and the philosophy and the prestige of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That was his aim. But Prabhupada's aim was very different. Prabhupada's aim was to establish, to actually fight with materialism, bhog, and atheism basically. That was Prabhupada doing. Fighting with materialism and atheism. His main audience was Westerners, Western world. And of course, Westerners also influenced India. So when Prabhupada came, it was just full of atheist and materialistic people. Prabhupada's audience were not Sahijiyas, upper Sampradayas and caste Goswamis. So his audience was different and it made a lot of difference. Now that is why Bhakti Saraswati Thakur established Gaur Gadadhar. To inform us, this is the ultimate of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And Prabhupada didn't really say that that's wrong. Prabhupada said, we are preaching, so we need Gaur Nitya's help. Externally, preaching is external. But when you come to internal cultivation, then you need Gaur Gadadhar, the conception of Gaur Gadadhar. It's not that we need Gaur Gadadhar deities. That's not the idea. You can install Gaur Gadadhar deities and nothing will happen. It's not the idea. The idea is the conception of Gaur Gadadhar and the conception of Gaur Nitya. Prabhupada brought conception of Gaur Nitya because it helps in preaching and also helps Vaidhi Bhaktas. We all Vaidhi Bhaktas who are struggling with the Anathas in this modern world to help us advance. But Gaur Gadadhar, that's a higher conception. So I'll just explain why that's higher conception. But we need to go to that conception to actually enter the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Prem in the mood of gopis. We need to actually understand that conception and worship that conception. And that is why today we are discussing Gaur Gadadhar Pandit. That's why I was explaining all these things. Why Gadadhar Pandit is so important. He is an entrance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift of the love of gopis for Krishna. Gopi Bhartu Patkamlayar Das Anudas Anudas. Without him, we will not be able to enter there. Without that conception, what he had. Now, obviously, you might be thinking, what is that higher conception of Gaur Gadadhar? We need to understand. Okay, so to come to this point, let me just first explain who was he. Now, Gadadhar Pandit, he was his forefathers were born in Bangladesh, but later they shifted to Bengal. And so in Bengal, there is a village Bharatpur. Still, it's there, Bharatpur. So to go to that village Bharatpur, you can catch a bus from ISKCON. And go to Krishnanagar. And from Krishnanagar, catch a bus and go to Jhamatpur. Jhamatpur is the village of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. and still it's there. It's very nice. It's a Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's village is the cleanest village I have seen in entire India. I never saw such a clean village there. But anyway, that's besides the point. But I'm just sharing this information. It was super clean. But anyway, there we have Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's house. We have his altar. Still there, the descendants of the family, they are worshipping those deities. And his house is very important because his house was visited by Maniketan Ramdas, one of the associates of Nityananda Prabhu. He visited there. So his house is blessed by the lotus feet of Maniketan Ramdas. And in the same house of Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu gave a dream, appeared in dream to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami and gave him initiation and asked him to leave to Vrindavan and blessed him that Vrindavan, well, you go to Vrindavan, by my mercy, you'll be able to enter Vrindavan and attain all your desires. So that's that very place, Jhamatpur. So from Jhamatpur, you catch another bus and it'll directly take you to Bharatpur. So if you want to go, you can go next time. You can write it. This is the shortest possible route I'm telling. There is no other route. Or you can simply hire a taxi from Mayapur, tell them to go to Bharatpur, and that's it. So you go to Bharatpur, so there we have house of Gadadhar Pandit. And his younger brother, Vaninath. And Vaninath's son, Nayananand Thakur. All these three people, Gadadhar Pandit, his younger brother Vaninath, and Gadadhar Pandit's nephew, I think, yeah, he's a nephew, Nayananand Thakur. All these three were actually pure devotees and associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit, he was very shy in personality. He was very shy, very renounced, and he left his house quite in a very early age because he was very interested in to learn things. Of course, his parents wanted him to get educated. So at that time, 500 years back, the hub of education was Navadvip Mayapur, where there were all schools of Nyaya, Vedanta. So Advaita Acharya, he was himself a teacher. He was having a big school in Navadvip. He was a famous teacher. Sarvam Bhattacharya was there, by the way, at that time. He had his own school in Koladweep. Still that school is there and you can visit that. So if you go to Champahati, where actually Jayadev Goswami lived, so there you can go very easily. You can ask anybody. So the Champahati village comes in this Navadvip Mandal. So if you go there, from there you walk for around 15-20 minutes and you'll get Sarvam Bhattacharya's house. So he was there and he was having a famous school there. So in Bengal, school is called as Tol. So in India, Tol is different meaning. In India, Tol is called Tol Booth. There you get, so we have to pay, money to cross the border. So between states, from one state to another, there's a toll booth. So just like in America, you don't have toll booth because you have an automatic system of charging because you have that sticker or something on your car. But here you have to pay, it's manual in India. So, but in Bengal, school is called as toll. Actually is called as toll, even now. So Sarvam Bhattacharya schools, Advaita Acharya had his own school. Gango Upadhyay, he was a famous Nyayist. He had a school. And then there were many schools like that. It was a hub of learning Vedas. Along with Navadvip, Kashi. There were two centers, Kashi and Navadvip. Some people used to go to Kashi. Mostly people who were Mayavadis, they used to go to Kashi. And people who were like devotees and probably they have nothing to do with Mayavad or something, they used to go to Navadvip. Like that. But Navadvip was more famous for teaching Nyaya. And And Kashi was more famous to teach Vedanta. So some people used to go both places. So if you want to learn Nyaya and Vedanta both, so you have to go to Navdeep and you have to go to Kashi. So like that. So Madhusudan Saraswati was one of them. Great stalwart Mayavadi, by the way. He came to Navdeep to learn Nyaya and then he went back to Kashi to learn Vedanta. And then he became Mayavadi. Later he was influenced by Mayavadi. Mayavad bhashe sunle hoi sarvanash. So anyway, so Gadadhar Pandit, he went from Bharatpur to Navdeep to learn Nyaya, get educated. His parents wanted, so he sent them, they sent them. And in the same school, by the way, Mahaprabhu was their student. So Nimai and Gadadhar, they were two friends as classmates. But their ideology was very different. Nimai was at that time, when he was young, he was atheist. So he was an atheist. But Gadadhar Pandit, from childhood, he was a Vaishnava. So although they were friends, but Nimai Pandit used to tell Gadadhar Pandit, what you are doing, you are wasting your life worshipping Krishna, read Nyaya, make your career, earn money, your nonsense. And actually used to tease Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit used to get, Gadadhar Pandit used to get teased so much that he used to get so much annoyed. And so sometimes he used to avoid company of Nimai Pandit. But then Nimai Pandit was so attractive and he could understand why Nimai Pandit is so attractive. I can't leave his company. So then he used to again become friends with Nimai, and then Nimai then he used to tease. Again they used to get, you know, the relationship used to get annoying, and then again friend like that was going. So the point was, Gadadhar Pandit and Nimai, Gadadhar Pandit is a personality who, right from childhood up till end, he never left the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As child, he was classmate. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he came back and he inaugurated his Sankirtan movement, Gadadhar Pandit was his main companion. Sachima asked Gadadhar Pandit that you always remain with my Nimai, because when he goes out of control in Krishna prayer, somebody should be there to actually handle him so that he doesn't do something wrong with himself, so he might jump in Ganges and die. So Sachima used to think like that. She's a mother. Or he will go in ecstasy, fall down on ground, and he will hurt himself with blood. Or maybe if he's just simply dancing, doing kirtans, he will forget to eat. So you have to remind. So Sachima requested Gadadhar Pandit, you always stay with Mahaprabhu. And that was one of the reasons why Gadadhar Pandit always stayed with Mahaprabhu. And then, so even after taking sannyas, five people accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri. So it was Nityanand Prabhu, Damodar Pandit, Mukunda, and who was there? Jagdanand Pandit. Jagdanand Pandit, and fifth was Gadadhar Pandit. These five people accompanied Mahaprabhu, and one was Gadadhar Pandit. And even in Puri, Gadadhar Pandit, Mahaprabhu daily used to visit Gadadhar Pandit. They daily used to meet, and Mahaprabhu used to discuss Bhagavatam daily for 3-4 hours. He used to hear from Gadadhar Pandit. And that's another secret there. Why he used to hear Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit daily? I'll discuss shortly. But the point is, Gadadhar Pandit was following Mahaprabhu like a shadow. Your shadow never leaves you. Similarly, Gadadhar Pandit never left Nimai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was there with him. And why? He was the only person who never left Mahaprabhu's side. Except when Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan or South India tour. Gadadhar Pandit could not go because he took a vow of Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas means you take sannyas, but at the same time, then you are restricted to that particular Kshetra. So Gadadhar Pandit took Kshetra Sannyas in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath Puri, then he couldn't leave Jagannath Puri. So Mahaprabhu didn't take Gadadhar Pandit and Vrindavan. And so there was also a particular reason why Gadadhar Pandit didn't accompany Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu didn't allow. But besides that, Mahaprabhu, he was always with Mahaprabhu. Now the obvious question is, why is Gadadhar Pandit the only personality who is there with Mahaprabhu? Nityananda Prabhu went to Bengal for preaching. Rupa Sanatan and Raghunath Das, they went to Vrindavan for preaching. Naresh Sarkar Thakur, he was very intimate associate of Mahaprabhu, but he remained back in Sri Khanda. He didn't accompany Mahaprabhu because he has his own family. He had his own family. So Raghunandan's father was Mukunda, and all these people. He had his own family to handle, so he was there. And his own school was there. He had a school of singing, a toll means school. So I told you. So the school was not just for teaching Nyaya. There were different kinds of schools. So Naresh Sarkar Thakur had a toll of Sangeet, and he used to teach a particular type of Sangeet. And Lochan Das Thakur studied Naresh Sarkar Thakur, and he wrote Chaitanya Mangaldeya. So he did accompany. Advacharya was in Shantipur. He was preaching there. And Swarup Damodar Ramanand Rai, he met later. They met Mahaprabhu later after sannyas. Sarvam Bhattacharya, when Mahaprabhu was in Navdeep, Sarvam Bhattacharya had already left for Jagannath Puri. So Sarvam Bhattacharya didn't really see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was a child. Of course, Sarvam Bhattacharya saw Nimai's elder brother, but not him. Perhaps, yeah. But even before the birth of Mahaprabhu, he had left for Jagannath Puri. So he was not even continuous associate of Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Pandit was. Now the question is, why? Anything which happens in Mahaprabhu's Leela, it's not by chance. So you should have an explanation for that. And there is explanation. There are deep explanations. Whatever Mahaprabhu does, it's not by chance. Okay, Gadadhar Pandit, you should be with me because Sachima promised that you should be with me. So, okay, you can be with me. It's not just one reason. There are many reasons for that. So one of the reasons is, now we come to the conception of Gadadhar Pandit, which I was telling. The conception of God Gadadhar, which is very important to understand, to actually attain love of God in the mood of gopis. It is Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. The mood of Radharani is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then who is Gadadhar Pandit? Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani without her mood, without any emotions for herself. Her all emotions are stolen by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or in other words, Gadadhar Pandit bestowed his mood on Krishna. Radharani gave her mood to Krishna as if she was blessing Krishna. Now that's very interesting. She blessed Krishna with a mood. Now you might say, this is crazy. But that was her service. Krishna requested her to give her mood. And Radharani did that. But Radharani said, you will not be able to, Krishna, you will not be able to actually tolerate my mood. What the mood of separation which I have for you, you'll not be able to tolerate. And more than that, I will not be able to tolerate to see you that you're not able to tolerate. Because you'll become very sad in separation. Very, very sad. So I know you want to experience my mood. And that's what Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The internal reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent was that he wanted to see what sweet qualities he has within himself. He wanted to see how Radharani tastes those qualities which I have. And third thing, what happiness she feels when she tastes my qualities. So for that, he wanted to take the mood of Radharani. So he requested Radharani to give her a mood of her in blessings, in daan. as charity. Radharani said, I'm really skeptic, but nevertheless, because you are saying, I'll give you. But I will then cover you. I will cover you to protect you. And that is why Krishna's whole body color became golden, because Radharani covered Krishna. So that when he feels separation and he falls down on the ground, or he bangs his head on the wall, he doesn't feel pain, because all that pain will be taken by Radharani. That was her idea. So Radharani's golden complexion has also a form. Radharani's golden complexion has a form in spiritual world. And that form is Chandrakanti Gopi. And that Chandrakanti Gopi became Das Gadadhar in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. So we have two Gadadhar. One is Pandit Gadadhar, another is Das Gadadhar. So generally we don't say Gadadhar Pandit. Although it's not wrong to say Gadadhar Pandit, but generally he's addressed as Pandit Gadadhar, because to differentiate from Das Gadadhar. That's the whole point. So Pandit Gadadhar, he was almost like a zombie, basically. Without any mood, without any life, because everything was borrowed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna. And he became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's like a shadow. He's like a shadow. And that is why he was always following Mahaprabhu. His existence without Mahaprabhu is not there. But now what happens is, what is his relationship with Mahaprabhu? That's the whole idea. Now, Sahityas, at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they said that his relationship with Mahaprabhu is of Madhurya Bhava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's relationship with Gadadhar Pandit or Pandit Gadadhar, let's speak like that, is relationship of actually Madhurya Bhava. Lover and beloved, because she is Radha and he is Krishna. But that's the whole point. Bhakti Santa fought against this. And Bhakti Santa said, no, this is nonsense. This is an offense. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Radha himself. And what's the evidence? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ramana Rai, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. Mahaprabhu split into Radha Krishna and then again joined. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Then who's Gadadhar? Gadadhar Pandit is Radha without Radha, without the mood, without life, without mood. What is that personality? Nothing. That's a shadow. And he was serving Radha Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his service was in Dasya Bhav with Mahaprabhu. And to let Sahijyas know this, that is why Bhakti Santa installed Gaur Gadadhar deities. So that when people come, they will ask, what is this? And they will tell, this is Gaur Gadadhar deities. And then they will explain the conception of Gaur Gadadhar, that Gadadhar Pandit or Pandit Gadadhar is in Dasya Bhav with Mahaprabhu. He's not in Madhurya Bhav. And that, so you might say, so what difference does it make? But it makes a lot of difference, because Gaur Gadadhar, conception of Gadadhar Pandit, is to teach us how to serve Jugal Kishore, how to serve Radha Krishna, and not how to enjoy Krishna. That's the whole point there. And what was the service of Gadadhar Pandit? The service of Gadadhar Pandit was to recite Srimad Bhagavatam daily for Mahaprabhu. That's where I started the lecture. He was a reciter of Chaitanya Bhagavatam. And to recite in various tunes, melodies to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and is to daily read Vinod from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Once he was reading Prahlad Maharaj's story to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was saying, speak again, speak again, speak again. And he spoke for 1,000 times, and Mahaprabhu said, speak again. He was so happy when Gadadhar Pandit he recited. So He was so happy that once he went to Gadadhar Pandit and he said, I want to give you a gift. Gadadhar Pandit said, what gift? Mahaprabhu said, okay. So he went, so in the garden, where Gadadhar Pandit was living in Jagannath Puri, and so he started digging with his hands, and suddenly there was a deity, Gopinath deity, which was buried under the ground. He took that out, gave this to Gadadhar Pandit, and he said, now you worship him whole life. And because that deity was found in garden in Bengali, or in Odia, that's called a tota. Garden in Bengali or Odia is called as tota. In Odia. So Gopinath was called as Tota Gopinath. So that was a personal deity of Gadadhar Pandit. There was one more deity of Gadadhar Pandit, Keshto Rai. Very small deity. It is like this much, yeah, this much, practically this much. Keshto Rai, very small. And this deities, he gave gift. His own deities, he gave gift to Nayanananda Thakur. Nayanananda Thakur, he was a nephew of Bhaninath Pandit. And Nayanananda Thakur took those deities, went back to Bharatpur, his birthplace where Bhaninath was living, and he gave to Bhaninath and he installed it there. So if you go to Bharatpur today, you can have darshan of Keshto Rai. Very beautiful deities, even personally Bhaninath Pandit to Nayanananda Thakur and Bhaninath. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave another gift to Gadadhar Pandit, Gita. He wrote Gita. At that time there was no printing press, so people used to copy the whole book by their own hand, or they used to hire somebody to copy, pay them and take that copy. So Mahaprabhu himself wrote a copy of Bhagavad Gita and some notes on it, and he gave gift to Gadadhar Pandit. That copy also Gadadhar Pandit gave gift to Nayanananda Thakur, which went to Bharatpur, and still you can have a look at that Gita in the handwriting of Mahaprabhu. So beautiful handwriting. Beautiful like pearls. So we had darshan of that Bhagavad Gita. So Gadadhar Pandit daily used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because that was his service. How that was service? Because in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radharani, she is feeling separation from Krishna. And Krishna is relishing the sweetness of Radharani's mood. That's the whole purpose of Mahaprabhu's, the internal purpose of Mahaprabhu's incarnation. So Gadadhar Pandit, his job was to relieve the separation of Radha from Krishna by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is full of love of God. Whether it is Raslila, whether it is Prahlad Maharaj, whether it is Ambarish Maharaj, whether it is Gajendra, it's full of love of God. And love of God is not just restricted to Ras Leela or Krishna Leela. Love of God is love of God. Love of God is free, and it freely moves in the heart of all devotees, and the relationship of God and devotee in any incarnation. It's not just restricted to incarnation of Krishna, Narasimha Dev, Prahlad Maharaj. It was love between God and devotee. So it's all about love. And the highest conception of love is the love of gopis. And Gadadhar Pandit, he used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam with so much love, so that it reminded Radharani of Krishna. So it used to relieve separation of Radharani. And that's why Mahaprabhu used to come, Gadadhar Pandit, to Gopinath really, and used to tell that, please read. That was the idea there. So that's the conception. Gadadhar Pandit, he is teaching us that the life, the aim and object of life is to serve Radha Krishna. The aim and object of life is not to serve Krishna, and not just to serve Radha, but to serve Radha and Krishna. That's the aim of life. That's our goal. And that is why Gaur Gadadhar, the conception of Gaur Gadadhar is very important. And of course, our goal is to serve. That's what Gadadhar Pandit is teaching us. He is himself Radharani, but he is not enjoying with Krishna. He's Radha, come on. He can. Radha has pulled right on Krishna. He doesn't. He knows that in this incarnation, Krishna has taken my mood and is trying to relish my mood. So my duty is to assist that mood. and not just say that. So anyway, it's my mood. So it's the same thing. So we are in Madhure Bhav. No, Radha sacrificed to give pleasure to Krishna. So more than service, the conception of Gadadhar is a conception of sacrifice. Who is going to sacrifice their mood, their personality, and their life for serving Krishna? It's Radha. So if somebody asks you, or if Krishna asks you, okay, I want something. Now you will say, I'll give you anything, Krishna. I want your heart. Will you give your heart to Krishna? Heart means physically. So I want your life. Okay, fine. I want your life. Can you give your life to Krishna? I don't think so. I can. It's difficult. But Radharani gave her life, her mood, her everything to Krishna. Krishna says, "Bhavaita manmana bhavmat bhakto." Give your mind to me. We can't even offer our mind to Krishna. Let alone offering our life. It might seem easy, I'll offer my life, but then first offer your mind. But we are not able to do that. We succumb to temptations and we enjoy through mind, but Krishna says, no, offer it. So Radha made a, so conception of Gadadhar Pandit is of sacrifice, is of service. The service was reading Srimad Bhagavatam and actually accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right from childhood to the end. And to relieve his mood of separation. And the sacrifice was to sacrifice her mood and her life and her relationship with Krishna of Madhurya Bhava. She sacrificed that. Her relationship of Madhurya Bhava, and she took a lower position of Dasya Bhava to serve Radha Krishna. That's really think that's a very big sacrifice. No sacrifice is greater than that. That's a conception of Gadadhar Pandit. And Bhagavati Sandha wanted to remind us by establishing the deities of Gadadhar. So you see, so that's why although Prabhupada didn't install Gadadhar deities, the conception is there. We have to understand the conception. Prabhupada gave this conception to us. Although he didn't install Gadadhar deities, but his books are full of this conception of service and sacrifice to Krishna. And we have to try again and again. We might fail, but again we have to try, no problems. But before trying, you have to understand what you are trying for. Otherwise, how will you try? And that's the importance of Gadadhar Pandit in a sampradaya. And of course, Gadadhar Pandit is the same personality who actually inspired Srinivas Acharya to actually devote his life to Srimad Bhagavatam. The followers of Pandit Gadadhar, which today are called as Gadadhar Parivar, just like Nityanand Parivar, Advait Parivar, followers of Advait Acharya. Similarly, they were followers of Gadadhar Pandit, and they just claim that Rupa Sanatan Goswami were also disciples of Gadadhar Pandit, and Raghunatha Das Goswami was also disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. Jiva Goswami was also disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. It's all nonsense. It's all crazy. Don't believe that. Gadadhar Pandit, he had disciple Vallabhacharya, which Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions. Although Vallabh Sampradaya will not accept that, but we know he was a disciple. And we have some evidence because Gadadhar Pandit wrote a book, Prem Amrit Rasayan. It's still available. It is said that Gadadhar Pandit wrote that book. Or some people believe that Vallabhacharya wrote, but more consensus is that Gadadhar Pandit wrote Gadadhar Prem Rasayan Sotram. And on that, Purushottam Acharya, one of the Vallabh Sampradaya Acharya, he wrote commentary on Prem Amrit Rasayan. And we can see clearly in Vallabh Sampradaya that although externally Vallabh Sampradaya worship Bal Rupa of Krishna or they worship in Vatsalya Bhav, but internally they cultivate Madhurya Bhav. The mood of Srimati Radharani is Dasya. So Vallabhacharya was disciple of Varadhar Pandit. And who else was disciple of Varadhar Pandit? So Advaita Acharya's son Achyutanand, he was disciple of Varadhar Pandit. And who else was there? I think these were two prominent devotees. He himself was disciple of Pandrik Vidyanidhi. That pastime you might be knowing. Pandrik Vidyanidhi who is incarnation of Vrishbhanuji. And he is Radharani. So that initiation is apt. You see, he's disciple of, he's Radha and that is Vishwanu. So it's okay. So there are a few other prominent disciples of Gadadhar Pandit. You can have a look at Chaitanya Charitamrita. But this is about Gadadhar Pandit. So we want to really glorify Gadadhar Pandit. Let's devote our life to Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's read it and understand the spirit of it. And the spirit of it is of service to Radha Krishna and of sacrifice to Radha Krishna. That's the spirit. And that spirit we have to slowly cultivate externally and internally so that we can then go back to Godhead, Goloka. So Gadadhar Pandit is a key, is a door to go back to Godhead. And that's why Pandit Gadadhar is a very important personality in our Sampradaya. Hare Krishna. Pandit Gadadhar ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, any?
Yes, do you have time for questions, Prabhuji? Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
If anyone has questions, Prabhuji is open to receiving questions at this time or comments. Sharana has a question. Have your hand raised, please unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanmur Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I didn't have any question. I just wanted to say thank you to you because it's been 2 months or half, 1.5 months of I've came to know about ISKCON and everything. The first video I saw on YouTube was your on YouTube channel. I will not waste any time. I just want to say thank you. I saw all your video on scheme like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I didn't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and anyone like Krishna is the God or. But I saw all your videos like in 14 days. I watched many Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka charitra about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I came to know about everybody. I just want to say thank you so much. And just thank you so much.
You are from where?
I'm from India. India,
no,
India.
Where in India?
Gorakhpur.
Acha, Guru. Okay.
You might. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Please go ahead with the question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I'm from India. My name is Anmol.
Yeah.
Prabhuji, Mataji told in the introduction that you have done medical. I am also from doing medical right now.
Okay, that's good.
So, Prabhuji, can you give me some tips to manage bhakti with medical course?
Well, the best idea is discipline, that's all. If you keep discipline, you'll be able to do it. Chant rounds on time, read on time, and do your studies on time. That's the whole idea.
Ji Prabhuji. And I'm very thankful for you to come here and give us your association. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
You can go ahead with your next question, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Prabhuji, you mentioned about Pandit Gadadhar and then you said about Das Gadadhar. So I'm sorry, I was not clear on Das Gadadhar. So, I mean, are they two different or they're the same? Because you said Pandit Gadadhar and Das Gadadhar.
No. That's what I was telling. Pandit Gadadhar is Radharani. Das Gadadhar is incarnation of Chandrakanti Gopi. Chandrakanti Gopi, who is effulgence of Radharani. So Krishna took mood from Radharani and the effulgence from Chandrakanti Gopi, who became Das Gadadhar. So Das Gadadhar, he used to live in Aryadagram, which is still today. This Aryadagram is a village near Calcutta. So the temple is there, Dakshineshwar temple. So very famous Kali temple, Dakshineshwar temple. So from there, if you just walk, just walking distance, you will eat, so you will reach Aryadagram. Srila Prabhupada mentions in Charitamrita Prabhupada. And they are the beautiful deities of actually Gaur Nithai, very beautiful deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, dancing pose. And then there's a deity of Jahanava Devi, because Das Gadadhar, he was associate of Nityananda Prabhu. He was among the associates. But Pandit Gadadhar, he was living in Jagannathpuri, he was associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are two different personalities.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay, we can go ahead with the next question, please, or comment.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very, very nice points. Prabhuji, this one, we have this, you mentioned about Gaur Gadadhar deities, the significance, and you mentioned about Gaur Nithai. But what about Panchatattva, Prabhu? Like the significance of Panchatattva deities and what is the mood of Panchatattva?
No, there is no Panchatattva deities anywhere except Iskon Mayapur. In our God Mandal, we have photographs of Panchatattva, very old photographs. There is no problem, but there are no deities of Panchatattva except Mayapur. So, as far as deities is concerned, installation, no Gaudiya Math has Panchatattva deities. That's just Gaur Gadadhar. And even Srila Prabhupada temples, there's just Gaur Nithai. Just in Mayapur, we have Panchatattva.
Okay, okay.
Now, why they established Panchatattva in Mayapur, that's another question. I don't want to go in details. But anyway, it's there. So as far as deities are concerned, Panchatattva deities, the conception of Panchatattva deities is new to Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which is introduced by ISKCON. I have to keep in mind, because Srila Prabhupada established Radha Madhav. Am I right? In Mayapur. So that's okay, Radha Madhav is keeping. But Prabhupada didn't install Panchatattva deities. They brought later. So it's quite a debatable thing, you know, as far as deities are concerned. But the concept, as far as conception is concerned, conception we understand from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Panchatattva. So that verse is there. What is that verse? So Panchatpatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Bhaktaram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So that verse in Chaitanya Charita, right in Adi Leela, I think first chapter somewhere. So there we know that these five together, they form an army of Chaitanya. Am I right? That's Krishna Vandam Tosa Krishna Sangopanga, still like that. So one is Shakti, Panchatpakamam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa, Sarupakam, Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rup, Nityan Prabhu is Bhakta Sarup, expansion of Bhakta Rup, Bhakta Avtaram Advaicharya is Bhakta Avtar, Bhakta Akhyam is Srivas Thakur, Bhakta, and Namami Bhakta Shaktikam, Bhakta Shakti is Gadadhar Pandit. So together they form absolute truth. God and all his energies and devotees. So Panchatattva is a complete conception of Satyam Param Dhimahi, of absolute truth. There's no other complete conception except seeing this whole Panchatattva together. So this Panchatattva mantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, it was given to us by Jagannath Das Babaji. Because in Chaitanya Charita, it's in a little different form. It's like, how is that called? Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Gadadhar, something Jai Shri Chaitanya. Yeah, Jai Dvaita Chandra Gaur Bhaktivinoda, like that. So this mantra was specifically made by Jagannath Das Babaji and it wasn't propagated. So we continued to chant like that because Jagannath Babaji, he was the head of Gaudiya Vaishnav Samaj. He was a head. Isn't it? Vaishnav Sarvabhaum. So like that. That's all. What to tell.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Oh, there was one Soban comment here. Soban was writing the comment that there was a picture in of Panchatva. I think Lalitangi Mataji she wrote or what?
Mataji?
It's Kajagri Mataji.
Yes.
Lalitangi Radha.
Oh,
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami introduced Panchatva. Yeah, he introduced Panchatva, but he didn't introduce Panchatva deities. That's what I'm talking about. Deities, the deity, as far as deities are concerned, installing five deities, that's nowhere. Conception is introduced by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we know. And this conception is because it's there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we know this conception was there right from Krishna Goswami. So this means Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa, Sanatan Goswami, it's there. As far as deities are concerned, there is no Panchatva deities anywhere in God Mandal. We can't find anywhere except our God, Abha Mayapur. So that's what I was telling. Hare Krishna, yeah, yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, which accept my humble obeisances. There is a Panchatattva deities in Laguna Beach, California. And also Panchatattva, yes. And there is another set on Hawaii temple. There is also Panchatattva there.
Yeah, you're right. So actually, like Laguna Beach, I visited. Very beautiful deities of Panchatattva. But you know what? So it's not just Mayapur, but what I was saying is just in ISKCON. It is just in ISKCON, but Laguna Beach, I think it was installed by whom, Panchatattva? It's installed by Prabhupada or what? I don't know about that. Yes, what?
Installed by Prabhupada. Prabhupada had come to install it in Laguna Beach.
Are you sure about that?
Well, confirm. I heard it somewhere. Someone. I was there, Laguna Beach. But I heard someone. I'll confirm. No. I'm not very sure. Yeah.
Hearding is not good because because I also visited Laguna Beach, and they didn't really tell me whether it's installed by Prabhupada or not. I don't know. But anyway, so we can do research on this. But the point I was telling that this is very typical of ISKCON. It's not there in God Mandal. It's nowhere else. So, but anyway, it doesn't make any difference that this doesn't mean that it's wrong, but it's very typical to our ISKCON institution. That's the whole point there. That's one notice. So that's a notable thing, a quite difference between. Okay, Gaurnitai is also typical to ISKCON. No. Gaurnitai is not typical to ISKCON. I just told Gaurnitai, you can find Gaurnitai in entire God Mandal. You can find Gaurnitai. Mahesh Pandit deities, Rules Pandit deities, Gauridas Pandit Ambika Kalna. You might have visited so many times Gauridas Pandit deities in Gaurnitai. Gaurnitai is not at all typical to ISKCON. All Nityananda Prabhu's Parshads, they had Gaurnitai. So like that. That's all. Now, some research is required in that. Why Panchatattva deities are there in ISKCON? Why not in God Mandal? It's a topic of philosophical research. That's all. Some inquisitive point. That's all.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful, beautiful class. Nice to know about Pandit Gadadhar, and he is Radharani and It's like, you know, in the servitor mode means. So, and actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is Radha and Krishna and everybody is the servant. So what should be our mood, Prabhuji? I want to know means.
See, our mood is same as Pandit Gadadhar, who he is teaching us what should be our mood. So in Vaidhi Bhakti, our guru is Nityananda Prabhu. In Raghunoga Bhakti, our guru is Gadadhar Pandit. But of course, we are not in Raghunoga Bhakti. We are in Vaidhi Bhakti. But the mood is same. The mood is of actually Dasya Bhav. And that's what Gadadhar Pandit is saying. Don't try to establish the mood of Madhure with Krishna. Our job is to serve Madhure Bhav. Our job is not to establish Madhure Bhav with Krishna. And so that was what was happening in Bengal when Bhaktivinoda Thakur appeared and Bhakti Sandha appeared. All these sahajiyas, they were trying to establish the mood of Madhure Bhav with Krishna. So they were acting like gopis. So there were so many upper sampradayas, Sakhi Beki, Gaurang Nagari, and then Chudahari, all these, and they were imagining, so we are gopis and Krishna. But Gadadhar Pandit, he said, no, this is wrong. We are not here to establish Madhure Bhav. We are here to serve Madhure Bhav. And there's a lot of difference in that. We are servitors of Madhure Bhav. So it makes the whole story different, the whole game different, because if we want to establish Madhure Bhav with Krishna, then we become bhogis, we become enjoyers. But we are servants. So we follow the same line. So Nityananda Prabhu is also teaching us to become servants of Madhure Bhav. Of course, the capacity... So Nityananda Prabhu is teaching us to serve Madhure Bhav in the mood of awe and reverence. Gadadhar Pandit is teaching us to serve Madhure Bhav in the mood of raga and spontaneous devotion. But the idea is of service of Madhure Bhav. So because we are in Vaidhi Bhakti, we serve Madhure Bhav and Aishwarya Bhav. As Prabhupada said, serve Radha Krishna like Lakshmi Narayan now. With some rules and regulations, that's the idea, because we are not a spontaneous devotion platform. So that's our mood. So in a sense, we are servants of Gadadhar Pandit, we are servants of Nityananda Prabhu, and we serve Madhure Bhav, or try to serve Madhure Bhav like that. Now, how to do it? What that means? I think that probably, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will understand yourself what exactly that means practically, because that cannot be explained now in one or two lines. That is a principle which must be assimilated over years of studying Chaitanya Charitamrita again and again and again and again. It'll automatically be revealed to us slowly that what that means of serving Madhure Bhav. Internally, I mean to say, externally serving Madhure Bhav is preaching, we know that. But internally what that means, I think that comes with again and again reading Chaitanya Charitamrita and trying to assimilate it. So that's the whole idea there. That's what he's teaching us.
Do we have any other comments or questions from anyone?
Prabhuji, can I ask one question?
Yes.
Prabhuji, you mentioned the word Parshada. So what does that mean?
Oh, Parshada means eternal associate. Parshada.
Okay, thank you.
We have Parama has their hand raised.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. Very, very informative class. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, I have this question that, as you said, that we are the servitors of Madhurya Bhav, but do we attain Madhurya Bhav by serving Madhurya Bhav?
We serve Madhurya Bhav. You see, it's a different kind of question. To serve Madhurya Bhav, you have to also relish it. Otherwise, you can't serve it properly. So it goes both way around. So suppose you have to serve me, So you have to understand my mood. Otherwise, you'll not be able to serve me in a way which pleases me.
True.
Or you serve your husband or children. So you have to understand exactly what they are feeling, and otherwise you'll not be able to serve them properly. So in order to make them completely happy. So that's the whole point. So when you serve Madhurya Bhav, you start also tasting it. And you start also relishing it. And that's the secret. If you want to relish Madhurya Bhav, you'll not be able to do that. Because if you want to enjoy spiritual world will not reveal itself to you. That world is not accessible by enjoying propensity. So until unless you are free of enjoying propensity, that word will not reveal or descend in your heart. But if you serve Madhurya Bhav, then that Madhurya Bhav will descend in your heart. Why it will descend? Because Madhurya Bhav will descend in your heart. So that then you will, because when you start relishing Madhurya Bhav, you'll be able to serve it much better. So for service, Madhurya Bhav will actually descend in your heart and give you a drop of taste, so that you'll be able to serve more. And that's the secret of spiritual world. Through service, we enter the mellows, and not just by enjoying it.
Okay.
So you understand this point?
Yes. So the sahajiyas, you try to say that they just want to enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
Enter
right.
Madhurya. And here we serve and enter Madhurya and relish the bhav.
Yeah, right. Like that.
Okay, Prabhu, thank you so much. Thank you very much for making it clear. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, one question in the chat box.
Yeah, Anmoldi. He's what do you want to ask?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, if our soul's eternal position in Golok Vrindavan is of Dasya's Vatsalya Bhav with Krishna, then how will Madhurya will be revealed to us?
No. What eternal position? What? Eternal position, we don't know what is our eternal position. No? We don't know. What's
the eternal position? Agar hamara dasya hai vatsalya mein hoga eternal position hamari soul ka.
No, you see this question they asked Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada dismissed it. One thing, because this question is beyond our understanding. First of all, what our position is there, but the second answer is, no matter whatever your position is there in spiritual world, still you can relish Madhurya Bhav. For example, Advaita Acharya is not there in Golok. By the way, he's Mahavishnu. He's Manikuntha. But still he is relishing Madhurya Bhav. And that's unique of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the relishment of Madhurya Bhav to all the devotees, irrespective of their rasa with Krishna. And that is what his speciality was. That's why he's Namo Mahavataniya. So all devotees were relishing Madhurya Bhav. Devarshi Narad. Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni. Narad Muni is Dasya Bhav. But he's participating in Mahaprabhu's Leela and he's relishing Madhurya Bhav. Anybody can relish Madhurya Bhav, but that doesn't mean that his relationship with Krishna is in Madhurya.
That's Prabhuji. Ji Prabhuji, wo samajh aaya hai. Aur means hame bas Madhurya ko bhav ko jo hai service deni chahiye, wo apne aap hamare andar reveal hoga. Jo
yeah, we have to serve or then it will get revealed. Or koi rasta nahi. And how to serve Madhurya Bhav? That you have to learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Means we don't have to worry about we are Dasya, we are Vatsalya, we just have to look for the service.
Yeah, bas. That's all.
Ji Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam, thank you.
So Prabhuji, safest is to be Das Anudas. Is that what? The safest position is to be Das Anudas.
Yeah, that's the safest way. You see, the whole idea is of service. And of course, you're right. The safest position is Das, infinite times Das. That's the safest position, if we can do that. Now, Now, what that means in practical sense, you know what that means. That means, so if we are das of das of das of das, that means there are so many acharyas in our parampara. They're all servants of das of das of das of das of das. So we have to see what are their desires. Mm-hmm. And we have to fulfill it. And that is service of Madhurya Bhav in one aspect of it. So what Prabhupada was doing, preaching all around the world, that is service of Madhurya Bhav. Because those devotees who are servants of Madhurya Bhav, their desire was to preach. And Prabhupada is fulfilling that. So that is one of the service of Madhurya Bhav, preaching. You see the point there? So that is one service. But like that, so when you understand Guru Parampara and you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you will find there's so many devotees, and then you will understand their desires, what they wanted. And then you will try to fulfill it in this material world. And that will be our service to Krishna here in this material world. And then after we get Swarup Siddhi, we go back to spiritual world, then we'll serve there. So you see, serving Madhurya Bhav doesn't really mean, if you're thinking, okay, serving Madhurya Bhav is like, so it's like fanning Radha Krishna, or maybe giving pan to Radha Krishna, something like that. I don't know what. So maybe dressing Radha. It's not like that. Serving that's in spiritual world. Or maybe if you have deities of Krishna here, you can do that. But in material world, what kind of service Radha Krishna wants? Now that service is revealed through das and das and das and das. The point which you are making, das and das, 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 das. And who is that? To Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti, Sandhya, Bhakti and Thakur. We have to understand what they want. And that we have to try to fulfill in material world, which is very difficult. Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti himself told you actually print books and distribute and preach. Prabhupada, we know Prabhupada had so many difficulties. So serving Madhurya Bhav is not easy. And specifically, when you serve Madhurya Bhav, it is very difficult to preach because these kind of conceptions, how can an ordinary person understand? But nevertheless, we have to make them understand these kind of conceptions, which look absurd from external point of view. I mean to say, okay, spiritual sex, what do you do with that? Who will you tell? So once people become devotees, even when they become devotees, we can't talk about it. Although that's there. And we're not even supposed to talk about it. But that's there. But that's a very high thing. So Rasila is all about that. Am I right? So, but you can't talk, because if you talk, then people are envious. They criticize. Even among devotees, if you talk, people can fall down, because we have so much sense gratification tendencies. We can't even grasp what is the meaning of Rasila and spiritual sex. You know, and we'll fall down. So that's a very big challenge. How to bring people up to that platform, and then how to fight with these people, atheistic people, and bring them to Krishna consciousness. That is serving Madhurya Bhav, which is very difficult. And by the way, when we become das or to das or das or das, so when we come down, of course, service becomes more sweeter, but service becomes more harder also. Because it becomes sweet, because we become servant of servant. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says it becomes very sweet. Why? Because between Radha Krishna and us, there are so many devotees to actually intercede for us. So intercede means to actually back up us. There are so many devotees. So who can tell Radha Krishna, okay, please accept.
Nice.
So we are very safe, very, very sweet and very safe. But at the same time, the service becomes very hard also, because...
So we come
out. So Hare Krishna, somebody is talking there. So service becomes very hard also, because now we have so many devotees between Radha Krishna and us. We have das of das of das of das of das of das. And we have to fulfill desires of all dasas. Not just one das, because so many, there are so many das of das of das of das, and that's overwhelming. overwhelming. But that's a challenge which can actually keep us engaged eternally in the service of Krishna. Whether we are in this material world, whether we are in the spiritual world, then it will not matter. We'll be satisfied. So like that. So this is the whole dynamics there. What do you actually mean by serving Madhurya Bhava? So I just give you a small insight into that.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the elaborate explanation.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, we have another hearing. Prabhuji, please go ahead and unmute yourself.
No, but somebody else was asking.
Gaurangi Mataji, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm that when you say that we are to relish Madhurya, is that synonymous with appreciating Madhurya, or is it more to it than that?
No, right. You're right. At our stage, at our level, relishing Madhurya Bhava is actually appreciating, but more than appreciating, appreciating and actually worship. Yeah, you're right. So appreciating in the mood of worship, that it's that Madhurya Bhava is the purest. It is actually inconceivable. It is the highest, and it is sublime, and like that. So it's appreciating at our level. But then when we advance and we when we will reach the level of Bhava and Krishna Prem, when that will happen, I don't know. But when that will happen, then what will happen is books can tell us and books tell us. And what happens is then you will really start relishing it. But that relishment will not be relishment of your relationship with Krishna. Because then that will be enjoyment. That is nonsense according to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So that is called as angrahopasana. That is wrong, Nectar Devotion says. At that level, you will be able to feel what Radha Krishna feels. So that will be very different thing. Now we can't feel how Radharani feels for Krishna and how Krishna feels for Radharani. It's beyond our even our conception, you
know. Capacity.
So, isn't it? So now we can appreciate. But if you read Krishna Karnamrit of actually Bilumala Thakur, Krishna Karnamrit, if you know that book. So if you read that with the commentary of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and his commentary is called as Rasik Rangda commentary. I think so, yeah, Rasik Rangda. So if you read that commentary, so I don't know whether that's in English, but that's in Sanskrit. I read in Sanskrit. So if you read that commentary, you will understand that what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is feeling. So what actually Bimala Thakur is feeling. Externally, his whole Krishna Karnamrit seems that he is having a relationship with Krishna in Gopi Bhava. It seems like that. But when you read Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami's commentary, you will find that actually Bimala Thakur in his mind, he's feeling what Radha is feeling for Krishna, and he's feeling what Krishna is feeling for Radha. So he is like a servant looking from far, but he's feeling those emotions. Because why? Because of his service, he has made such a deep connection that what they feel, he can feel.
Isn't that the concept of Manjari Bhav?
Yeah, you can say Manjari Bhav. You can say there's a slight difference between Manjari Bhav and Gopi Bhav, but it's, there's a distinction between.
I mean, this concept of feeling what, for example, Radharani feels, isn't that the position of the Manjaris? They feel what she is feeling.
No, it's I mean to say it's for gopis also. Lalita, Sakhi, and everybody is like that. You see everybody, whether it's Manjaris, whether it's gopis, whether it is Sakhas also, because there are certain Sakhas of Krishna, like Madhu Mangal and other Sakhas, or maybe Subal, who is actually brother of Radharani. So these both Sakhas have also entrance into Madhurya. Although they are in Sakya Bhav, And they can also feel what Radha feels for Krishna, Krishna feels for Radha. So that is why they are called as Priya Narma Sakhas. They are in a very special category. So whenever Krishna has pastimes with Radha and Gopis, Madhu Mangal is there always. And Subal is there. But no other Sakha is there. So it's not just restricted to actually Gopis or Manjari, it's to Sakhas also. And even for Vaikuntha Vasis. Even people in Vaikuntha or even people in Dwarka, they can also feel what Radha feels for Krishna, Krishna feels for Radha. But of course, the intensity of feeling will not be that much as for Gopis and Manjaris. The intensity will be different. And of course, the approach for service will be different. But at the same time, we can feel if we have deep connection with them. That's the whole idea. So just like a mother can feel what a small baby is experiencing. I mean, to say baby cannot speak, isn't it? But baby can simply cry. So when an outsider comes, he will say he's crying. But the mother will say, no, he's feeling hungry. So the next time baby cries, then you say, oh, give him a food. No, he's not. He doesn't want food. He wants to sleep. He's crying. So and then again he cries, and then you say, okay, so please make him sleep. No, he doesn't want to sleep. So he's having some pain in his stomach. So how does mother know? It's simply same crying, but mother can understand because there's a deep connection there. Why? Because of service. Mother is serving the child continuously. So that is why service is very important. Through service we get deep connection, and then we start feeling automatically. Until that time, we can appreciate. We can read, we can appreciate. These are so high, this is like that, this is like that. One day we become pure and Krishna Radha accept us, and then these things will start.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Prabhu.
Prabhuji, we have one more hand raised. Prabhuji, please unmute yourself if you would like to ask your question.
Yeah, my wife wrote it in the chat, but you were mentioning that Nimai was an atheist in his childhood, and we were just wondering, with Jagannath Mitra and Sachi Mata, weren't they devotees, Vaishnavs?
No. Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mitra, they were not devotees previously. They were like typical Brahmanas. And we know this from Chaitanya Charitamrita because they were worshipping Lord Shiva. And still that Shiva deity is there in Mayapur. And they were also not doing Ekadashi. It was Nimai who told them, Mother, you should do Ekadashi because this is a Vaishnav culture. So they were typically Brahmanas. Of course, they are eternal associates of Mahaprabhu. But their Vaishnav conception was not revealed. It was hidden by Yogmaya potency of Krishna. It was hidden, their conception. But when Mahaprabhu revealed his whole mood or as a Vaishnava, at that point, Sachima's Vaishnav Swarup, it got revealed to this world. And then she was the mother of all Vaishnavas like that. So as far as pastimes are concerned, they were ordinary Smartha Brahmanas. They were acting like that. Is it clear? Is it that's okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you.
And we only have one more hand raised. Prabhuji, do you still have a question?
Yeah, I have time, but it is Anmol Deep Singh again.
One last question. Yeah. Prabhuji, when we took Orgadadhar Seva, and then is that worshipping in Das of Dasya Bhav?
Of course, yeah.
So we, as Kaliyug people, we should start from that and then move to service of Madhurya Bhav.
We have to serve now. I mean to say, your question is a little different. We have to serve now. We have to understand how we have to serve. So we start with Dasya Bhav, and then we go to higher conception, and then we start serving Madhurya Bhav. Yeah, slowly and steadily like that. If
some new fight like me, like we start worshipping Madhurya Bhav directly, then we can get fall down also.
Of course. So now it's like, so that's what Prabhupada said, that now we must worship Radha Krishna as Lakshmi Narayan. So we follow rules and regulations and like that and all these things. So, and then we go higher. Like that.
So we should approach Radha Krishna in the light of Panchatattva, in light of Gaur Gadadha.
No, in the light of God Nityana, not Gaur Gadadha.
Ji, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Okay, if there's no more questions, we would like to thank you again, Prabhuji, for I see one more hand now. I'm so sorry. Do you have this last hand?
Yeah, who is?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I'm Atul.
Atul from where? The connection is gone. Atul.
Hare Krishna, from Atul, we can't hear. Patiala, Punjab, India. From into the Bollywood video of. Hello. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Ji, Prabhuji. Recently, I was going through the online videos, the course videos regarding Krishna consciousness, a priceless, matchless gift. And there is one chapter, in one of the chapters, when Krishna says, renounce your work.
We can't hear you.
Renounce your actions for me. Do your work under my supervision. What it actually means, what it means actually.
What renounce your fruits for me? What's that?
When Krishna says, renounce your work for me, renounce your actions for me, do your work under my supervision.
Yeah, yes. So that means that you don't do any action by your own idea. Whatever action you do according to the direction of scriptures, which is the voice of God. So you have to, whatever you do, you have to see scriptures and then do accordingly.
Ji, Prabhuji. How can throw some light on this also? How one can do practice this in his day-to-day working life, working culture?
Well, you can do. So if you want to take bath, you have to see scriptures. When do you want to take bath? And there's a time. You want to eat food, see when scripture says eat food. Or scripture says you offer food and then eat, so we offer. Scripture says you get up, do Mangal Aarti, we do Mangal Aarti. Scripture says that whatever job you do, the fruits you should offer to Krishna, like money. So scripture says how much money you have to offer, from minimum 10% to maximum 50%. It should go in charity to Krishna and his devotees or in the preaching mission. So that's all. Everything you do in your life, prescribed by scriptures. Or sleep, when do you want to sleep, scriptures will tell you sleep at this time approximately. So if you try to do what scripture says, then you'll be healthy, you'll be peaceful, you'll be happy, and Krishna will be happy like that, and then we'll advance. That's the meaning of renounce actions. At one level, renounce actions for me.
Ji, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Okay, so it's done.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Again, I want to thank you on behalf of Bhakti Sangha Conference Group and myself. Thank you so much for your kind association. And we hope that you will come and give us your association again very, very soon. So let us now pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Panchakar Patruk Tisha Kripta Sinhu Pedacha Patitanamba Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, His Grace Keshava Das Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, all devotees, Hari Bol, Radhe Radhe.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Dhanvat. Thank you very much.
Krishna, Hari Bol.